This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 962, How to Make a Polite Request When the Stakes Are High.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, how do you ask for something when it's very important and you don't have much control over the outcome? Get three powerful ways to make this kind of request so that you can get what you want in English. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Michelle, how's it going today?
Hey, Lindsay, pretty good. How are you?
Glad to hear it. I am good. The sun is shining here in Boston and, you know, it's June. Isn't that crazy? We are in the month of June. I can't believe
it. Yeah, I can't believe it either. 2018 is flying by.
It really is. So, Michelle, I have a question for you.
Okay, what is it?
So if you wanted to make a special polite request, for example, like if you wanted to move like an appointment, right? Like a dentist appointment or a doctor's appointment to another time that might be quite busy, what would you say? How would you do that if you want to make like a polite request, but it's quite important to you?
I might say like, would it be possible to da 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 da?
Oh, would it be possible to? I like that. So, you know, guys, it matters when we're making these requests because if it's something really important, we need to say it the right way, right?
Right.
That's huge. So we want to give our listeners some hints on this today, guys. But before we dive into it, I want to say a big thank you to the listeners who reviewed our app in the App Store. Guys, the iOS app now has a search bar. This is a big deal because this means that you can make your app, your listening experience what you want it to be. You can type in any word and try to find it. If we've covered it, then you can learn about it. You can type in an episode number, a topic, business English, phrasal verbs. You'll get the episodes that'll cover those topics. And we are continuing to index the search episodes to make the search better and better, guys. Okay. So go over and get the app. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. But right now, I want to say thank you to some very special listeners. Thank you to Michelle. Thank you to Gress from Thailand, ALMB, Bruna from Brazil, Funtizun from the US, Gustavo from Costa Rica. Cool. Juicy Ped from Thailand and Chiharu 888 from Japan. And Chiharu has also been helping us test some other cool technology that we're working on now, guys, to be announced soon. Ooh. Thank you. Yeah, lots of really fun and cool stuff going on. So thanks, guys, for reviewing the app. Go and start listening in the app to get the search bar.
Yes, cool. Thank you so, so much. Yay.
Yeah, so cool, so cool. So, Michelle, why don't we dive in with a quick role play to dive into the topic today? Shall we do that?
Okay.
All right. So, hi. So let's say I'm answering the phone at an office, at a doctor's office, and you're calling, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hi, this is Dr. Smith's office.
Hi. Yes, I have an appointment scheduled for this Thursday. I know Dr. Smith is busy, but would it be possible to change my appointment time to next Tuesday at 3?
Ooh, I'm not sure. Let me check. Yes, we can make that change.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. So what is, so it's interesting. Michelle, you just made a request, right?
Right.
And how did you make that request? What did you say?
I said, I know Dr. Smith is busy, but would it be possible to change my appointment time to next Tuesday at 3?
Yeah, it's funny. Did you like read ahead and see what we were going to say? Because before you told me that's what you would say.
I did see it. I did see it, but I would have said it anyway.
Me too. So that we know that's our tried and true natural native phrase, guys.
Yes.
Right? Would it be possible too? But we'll dive into some other ways to make these kinds of requests. But what kind of requests are we talking about here today, Michelle?
Well, we're talking about, you know, kind of sensitive requests, things that are not necessarily like just an easy thing like, oh, can you hold the door for me? Or can you pick that up for me? Something like that. It's like a little bit harder.
Yeah, it's like context like changing appointment times that might be really hard, a very busy doctor. Maybe you're asking for a child's teacher to be changed. Mm-hmm. That's the situation we're going to talk about. Or maybe you're asking your landlord to bend a rule, right?
Oh.
Like, subletters. I had a thing with my landlord. He allowed subletters a couple of years ago and now he doesn't allow them. And maybe I would want to ask him to bend that rule for me because I know him well. I've been here for a long time, right? An example. Okay. So when we're kind of asking for a special favor, a special change, and we want to be really careful about how we say it, right?
Right. Yeah. You have to kind of like have a certain style for that.
Exactly. And we're going to give you guys that style today so that you can connect and get what you need, right? If it's important. Guys, before we get into this, though, I want to remind you, if you are taking the IELTS exam, go over right now, hit subscribe on the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. Really good way to get your 7 or higher. Okay. Awesome. Michelle, could we read the question? Could you read the question for us?
Absolutely. All right. Here we go. Hi, girls. I can't believe that I'm finally writing to you. I've been listening to your show for only 3 months. Actually, I learned about the existence of the podcast itself by that time, but it seems I've known you forever because I feel comfortable with you. And I am sure that I've been learning a lot and also excited about it. Oh, that makes me happy.
That's awesome. That's so cool. That's why we do it, right, Michelle?
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. One of the episodes I listened to was about how to keep your motivation and your English learning. And I think your podcast works for me in that sense. That's wonderful. So happy to hear that. Thank you. Well, I feel that I could write for hours, but I don't want you to bother. I don't want to bother you that much. You're not bothering us. So let me go straight to my doubts. Questions. I wanted to request a certain teacher to be my daughter's next school year. Okay. I wanted to request that my daughter has a certain teacher. Could I say I would like to ask for Miss da 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 to be my daughter's teacher? Is it right to say that or should I use the verb request? And this is from Carlotta.
Carlotta. Yeah. Great. Okay.
That's a great question.
Yeah, great question, Carlotta. We're happy that you found the podcast and that it helps you stay motivated. That is so cool, Michelle, that our listeners are staying motivated, you know, through the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool. I love it.
Love that. All right. So we're going to help Carlotta out today to make sure she gets the right request so she gets the results she wants. Right? This is big. Like, you want your daughter to have a certain teacher. That's really important, Michelle, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, sometimes you don't really have a choice about it, but, you know, you can always try and ask.
I think definitely my parents would try occasionally. This happened to them a few times that they had heard that a certain teacher was better than others when I was a kid, and they tried to request certain teachers for me. I think this is a common situation.
I think so, too.
Yeah, for sure. So, all right, we're going to give our listeners 3 ways to do this. Again, these are polite requests where you might not have a huge amount of influence in whether you get what you want. So we need to ask it in a special way. Michelle, what's the first way we could ask?
Okay, the first way is I would like to request to have Miss Brown as my daughter's teacher.
Yeah, I could see that this could be written. Right?
Yeah. I feel like this is more written than spoken. Like, I don't know if I would say, say it in that way, but I might write it in that way.
Yeah, I agree. But I like it because it's very direct. Like, it's just, there's something about just asking for what you want. You know what I mean? That I think is really good, you know? So, and you might follow this up with conversations. This might be the letter that you send as getting a meeting, maybe, for example, or an opening. And then you're going to meet and you're going to say it in different ways verbally. Okay.
Definitely. Okay. Yeah. I like it.
guys, if you're a new listener and you just discovered All Ears English, hit subscribe on your podcast player or wherever you get your podcasts so that you can hear from us 4 days a week so that we can help you connect in English. Thanks for listening, guys. All right. So, Michelle, what would be another one then that we might be more verbal with that?
Yeah, this one you would say, can I make a request? I'd like to have Miss Brown as my daughter's teacher.
Okay, so can I make a request? So we're warming the person up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there are like 10 or 15 other ways to say it, but these are just a few of them, guys. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think about this one, Michelle?
Yeah, I think this is good too. I think it sounds confident to say I'd like to have, right?
Also, yeah.
The other one I would like to request. It's like sound, it has a, it's like not so direct, but it has a sense of confidence instead of saying like, can I, right?
Yeah, that's true. There's a difference between can I or could I versus I'd like to. There's right. Something about you're declaring like, this is what I want.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, that was good. And then the last one is the one that you had talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm. Which is, would it be possible? So, would it be possible for Miss Brown to be my daughter's teacher?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. I love that. How about that one? I mean, that's the one that I'm thinking is the most natural, right?
I think so too. I think, this is used all the time and it sounds polite and not so direct. It is asking, right? So it's less, like declaring like the other ones. But I think it's just very polite sounding and natural.
Yeah. I mean, these situations that we would use these three phrases are all situations where you're asking for, like I said before, a bit of an exception, special help, some kind of a change just for you kind of, right? So you might not have control or power. So we want to make sure we use these words correctly, guys. But Michelle, we have talked about other forms of requests, right? Other episodes when we've talked about more simple requests. Is that right?
Right. Yes. We spoke about this. It was episode 362.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Yeah. Like simple things like asking someone to get you a drink, right? Something basic. But you guys can actually go back now. If you are now, okay, here's the cool thing, guys. Now, if you're using the app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses, you can now type in the search bar 362 and you should get the episode. So that's the cool thing about using the app. And this summer, you're going to see more and more cool things going into the app that you can't get anywhere else, guys. So tune in. All right. Awesome.
Exciting.
Michelle, I know it is so exciting. It's so exciting. Michelle, we have a role play here.
Okay.
I have a 7-year-old daughter in this situation, which is so funny. And you're the principal of a school.
All right.
We're having a conference about my child's performance. So, all right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So how did you feel about Sarah's improvement this year?
Oh, well, we feel that Sarah is a highly gifted child.
Yes. Well, we've always felt that way.
Well, that's why I think that Miss Dowd would be an excellent teacher for Sarah next year.
Miss Dowd? Oh, I see.
Yes, she is great at pushing kids to challenge them more.
Can I make a request? I'd like to have Miss Orange as my daughter's teacher next year.
Oh, I see. Well, her classroom is already full.
Well, would it be possible for you to make an exception and squeeze her in? We've heard so many great things about her.
I'll try.
Okay, cool. All right.
Miss Orange. Do you know anybody with that last name?
No, I think it's pretty cool, though.
It is pretty cool. I guess you were thinking about oranges.
I'd like to be an orange. All right. We're being funny. All right. Cool. So what did we say here? I mean, we made a couple of requests. I made the request a few times. What did I say?
Let's see. Well, you said, can I make a request? I'd like to have Miss Orange as my daughter's teacher next year.
Yeah. So this is the piece that we taught you guys. I'd like to have, right? I'd like something. Okay. And we didn't teach you, can I make a request? But that also,
We
did teach that. Yep. Perfect. Can I make a request? So that's the phrase in action right there, guys. And then I said at the end, would it be possible for you to make an exception? So these are two, we did it twice. We requested twice and we moved the request along, right?
Definitely, definitely. This was really good because it's kind of a sensitive topic and you pushed me a couple of times and then I said, okay, I'll try.
Exactly, exactly. It's good. Yeah, sometimes you need a few ways to say it. We can't just keep saying it the same way, guys. So you need two or three ways to ask the same thing.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, I like this. Very good.
Awesome. So what's the takeaway for today, Michelle? What should we leave our listeners thinking here?
Well, you know, when you're making a request, you have to think about what kind of request are you making, right? And you have to, you know, kind of really get into those differences in the language. You know, do you want to be a little bit more polite, right? Mm-hmm. And so today we were talking about things that it's not the same as asking someone to just hold the door or grab your coat, things like, you know, really simple requests that aren't a big deal. And it's important to, you know, really get a handle on the differences between these, because when you know what kind of language to use, you're going to have a better connection. What do you think, Lindsay?
Exactly. And you're going to get what you want. I mean, in life, there are certain things that really matter. And when it really matters, you need to have the language to ask for what you want. You know what I mean? I mean, that really matters in Carlota's situation with her daughter. It really matters what teacher she gets. And we want you guys to be able to connect so that you get what you need and what you want in life. So make sure that you're differentiating between these kinds of requests and other requests, like the simple ones that Michelle said, like holding the door, getting me a coffee, that kind of thing, right?
Right, right, right. Exactly. Yeah, this is a great question.
Awesome. So thank you to Carlota for the question. And thanks for hanging out today, Michelle. It's been fun.
Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good one.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.